Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we sharpen our gaze on an aspect of design that we think deserves just that little bit more attention, from overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and almost everything in between. This week we're celebrating the life and work of Hubert de Givenchy. His career spanned 65 years, and he became one of the last true icons of classic couture. Dana Thomas, a fashion journalist and author of Gods and Kings, The Rise and Fall of Alexander McQueen and John Galliano, tells Monocle's Christy Evans about how he changed the silhouette of women's wardrobes forever, far beyond the little black dress, and how his legacy will continue to live on.
Hubert de Givenchy wanted to get a job with his idol, the Spanish-born couturier Cristóbal Balenciaga, who was then the king of couture.
I want to work near Mr. Balenciaga because I'm thinking he's the greatest designer.
Givenchy went to the door of the couture house on the Avenue Georges V, and he knocked on it with his portfolio in his arm and said, "May I meet Mr. Balenciaga? I'd like to work for him." And this woman who ran the house answered the door and said, "Absolutely not. Leave here, young man. Who are you to come and knock on our door?" and sent him away. Rather than go home defeated, Givenchy tried a few other couture houses. He went and worked for Elsa Schiaparelli, who was known for combining surrealism with couture and was a great star. Elsa hired him as her assistant. She had a boutique in her Place Vendôme couture house next door to the Ritz. Women could go in and buy something off the peg. And Givenchy was in charge of that collection, and there he created what we know as separates now, where instead of buying a suit that was made jacket and skirt together, or you bought an evening dress with an evening coat, you could go in there and you could get a blouse and a skirt and a jacket and mix and match. And this was a really radical idea in the early 1950s. Givenchy was one of the great classicists. He was one of the last of the old school of haute couture, where gorgeous clothes were made for women to live in and not just to decorate them. The design always bowed to function. If you think of someone like Audrey Hepburn in his clothes, she was never restricted. You know, in that amazing closing scene in Charade where she's being chased through the arcades of the Palais Royal in a Givenchy day dress and swing coat and heels and hat. And she's running away from bad guys with no problem whatsoever. And that's basically how they were for everybody, not just movie stars.
Every woman wants to look beautiful. At least I feel beautiful when I'm in his clothes, and they give me great confidence. And which is very helpful when you're making a movie or have a difficult scene. At least you know you look right.
He once told me that, like in great painting and in architecture, in couture, to make clothes, you must eliminate to obtain the true sense of the line, and that the more you add, the more it's mad. You need to try to just have silhouette, which he called the intelligence of clothes. As he grew older, his clients grew older as well. He also learned a great deal, and this is very important, from his dear friend Balenciaga. And Givenchy told me on that last day of his career, "It was my education, you understand. Each time I'd ask questions and he would tell me his recipes. He would tell me what he had seen. It was a fantastic enrichment." And together they came up with some new designs that really did change the silhouette in fashion. For example, the sack dress, which I don't know if young people today know what the sack dress is, but they certainly wear it. But the sack dress was a new thing in the 1950s, where it was basically a waistless dress that kind of billowed out in the middle and then got very tight around the knees. And they also came up with the chemise, which, you know, is one of the great staples of all of our closets. And then he built upon that throughout the 60s and 70s. And by the 1980s, he was making, you know, these extraordinary velvet and brocade ball gowns and very structured suits with shoulder pads, as was the 1980s. And there are looks that we're now seeing on the runway a lot in Paris and New York and Milan right now. He's still in our wardrobe, even if it's by somebody else. Those early years of Givenchy, they come in fashion quite regularly because they're great classics. You know, the peg pant, the little boxy crop top, the swing coat, the perfect black shift. Those are Givenchy signatures, and they're also classics in every woman's wardrobe. I think the new designer, Clara Waight Keller, while she's only been there a few months, will probably dig into the archives too. I suspect she has great reverence for Mr. Givenchy, and she'll have fun poking around in the archives.
It was always lovely, it was always beautiful, he always worked with integrity. Even when fashion became rather strange and odd at times, he stuck to his guns, he stuck to what he thought was beautiful. And here's the proof of it. It's actual, you could put it all, you could wear it all today. And I'm very proud of my friend.
Our very special thanks to Dana Thomas there, speaking to Monocle's Christy Evans. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or you lucky things, download the podcast at any time you like. Do remember, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.